Well, Thomas, I'm sure the excitement building in Steelstown and in around the city ahead of tomorrow's final.
Yeah, the excitement's building. Everybody's getting involved in the club. They're all pulling in. We have had a big breakfast fundraising morning this morning, you know. That was packed, all the underage ones. All the ladies themselves is playing tomorrow. It was all serving the breakfast and that, you know. So since we got the final, everything is it's really picking up.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just excitement there. We'll go through our last wee training session now this evening, and then just all about going out in the morning and enjoying the day and hopefully get the right result.
Yeah, and before we talk about tomorrow and the final and O'Neill Shamrocks, your opponents in that final, tell me a little bit about Steelstown's ladies, GAA. How long are you up and running now? How long is the ladies section going?
Well, the senior ladies, they're going about 10 years, you know. We've had all the junior ones and all underage groups. They've been playing before that. But it's been about the last 10 years before they got a ladies senior team up, you know, and the numbers coming through at all age groups have been great. Like, and the seniors are doing well, won the junior B, and now they're starting to progress, coming for minors all through. It's a very young team, you know, so hopefully we're still on the way up, you know, a lot of young ones coming through as well.
Yeah, and this is a first junior A success in Derry and a first Ulster final, isn't it?
Yeah, well, we won the Junior B 4 years ago. Then we were in a few finals in the Junior A. We got on the Ulster. We didn't know what lay ahead of us. So we had three hard games. We were down in Mullabon on Armagh. Came with a goal victory. Felix from Tyrone, with Deanna got a goal victory. You know, two very hard physical games. Then we played a very talented Bunkrana team. Gerard really turned it on that day. Like, you know, the score might have flattered us slightly. You know, but it was our best performance in Ulster out of the three performances so far.
Yeah, and three good tough games, three good traditional clubs, you know, that are recognised as good ladies football clubs.
All the three teams we played, like, yes, Bunkrana would be one of the up-and-coming teams, our young team like ourselves and Donegal. Felic would be well-established in Tyrone, you know. They've been up and down divisions, been always about Tyrone numerous years. And Mullabon too, like, they're a strong team, again, pretty young team, but they're also on the way up, like, you know.
Yeah, yeah. And as you said, this is your first Junior A success. You had Junior B success, and I think you also won a couple of minors, did you?
Yeah, we had a Junior B success 4 years ago. And the last, so 4 years ago, we also won the Derry Minor Championship. And then last year, we won the Derry Minor Championship with the Gaird. And this year as well, we won the Derry Minor Championship. And we have to play again, O'Neill from Monaghan in the quarterfinals next Sunday, so we'll get to know one more over these next couple of weeks.
Yeah, so obviously your team built a lot around that minor success of the last 3 years.
Yeah, the team is built with that there. They've all come coming through. The crux of teams, the ones from a couple of years ago and last year and this year. But there's also Gaird who would have played with the club say 10 years ago, who went to university. They're all starting to come back. They're back working in Derry, so there's a couple of Gaird's up around the 27. We'll bring a bit of maturity on the team too.
Yeah, and tell me about the team and your players.
So the average age of the team at Beat Bunkrana was 19 and a half. You know, we're a pretty young team, pretty fit team. Some big forwards, some resident defenders. The likes of Regan Doherty, Katie Henderson, the two older girls. They're surrounded by, say, a couple of girls in their 20s and all the fence. Ethan McGough, Deborah Wilson, many of the engine. Out of the room, the midfield would be Orla Flanagan and Liam McCready, two workhorses, just go about their job all day without making any great stars, you know. And then we've got a very talented forward line. You know, we've got six going forwards at any one time. You know, it's not to say you're depending on two. You've got six girls, you can take our scores.
So, and as you said, you ran up impressive scoreline against Bunkrana last time out, 4-12, 3-9 against Trellick, and a goal, 1-9 against Mullabon. Certainly have a knack of getting goals.
In ladies football in general, goals are more common compared to men, you know. I don't know what other Gaelic football, they seem to have a bit of space, like.
A little more open.
It's more open, it is more open, like there's less defensive tactics, you know, as the men would deploy, you know, and we'd have a pretty pissy attack, you know, so they can get on behind and get that space to get the goals.
Yeah. And you're playing O'Neill Shamrocks from Monaghan. Do you know much about them?
Very little about them. I just know they're amalgamation of two clubs. They're from Llantublet. You know, I believe from ourselves, like ourselves, they're very young, you know, very fit. Very fit team. They do the pass and move. Like us, they've got a few very high-scoring forwards. Was one year, scored 3-11 in their semi-final, a very comprehensive one, the semi-final.
Yeah.
But they're just, like ourselves, just they're young, fast, and very, very fit.
And tell me, Thomas, since the Buncrana game, how has your preparations gone?
Since then, the fitness, I've been working with the fitness, talking about tactics, getting a bit of fundraising. I think the gear is just the first week, they were a wee bit up in the air, just getting the final, you know. But we got them all together, and they started to knuckle down, and the focus is there now, like, you know. But in nerves, but yeah. they really started to focus, like, they try and get it over the line just to get the final in the road, like, you know.
And tell me, have you everybody for tomorrow's game?
Everybody's fit, yeah. We've got a full squad to pick from. Yeah. We have a full panel of 30. There was a few injuries last week, but they seemed to clear up, so the problem I've got is still trying to pick a team, yeah. Which is a good problem to have.
So really looking forward to tomorrow's final, and you've already written your names into the history book, but it really would be, you know, adding the cream to the season if you were to win an Ulster title.
Oh, it would be amazing, like, you know, it would be amazing for the Gaels, it would be amazing for the club, you know, just how much we progress, and the Gaels is turning into the Nairs, but it's just that one last wee push to try and get over the line, like, you know, it's sunk under the magnitude of what they've done so far. And it's just that we was, they're great getting an Ulster final, but it's just that one match now they're trying to get us over to be Ulster champions. It'd be absolutely magnificent for a club in the town.